You know, we are at a traditional time of our year, a national holiday, Thanksgiving. And there's so many things that we could think about, we could talk about here tonight about being grateful. Grateful for the nation that we live in. Grateful for the prosperity that we have in this nation. So many blessings that we have, physical blessings. But I really want to take us away from the physical blessings for just a little while. There'll be plenty of time for that tomorrow. Plenty of time for Thanksgiving and plenty of good food and family and all those wonderful things that we have. And let's bring this to a little bit different level. In Psalm 50 and verse 14, the psalmist wrote these words, "Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High God." You know, when you stop and think about it, we owe God everything. And when we were obedient in baptism, those of us who have completed that that act of obedience, but putting on Christ in baptism, we in a very real sense made a vow with God, didn't we? And we may not have done it in verbal way. We may not have put it in just so many words, but in reality, that's what we did. Offer to God thanksgiving. Folks, that's where all of our praise and all of our thanksgiving ought to go. I mean, I know it's a very positive thing for us to be thankful to people around us who help us with things, but ultimately it is God who gives us everything. Every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. But also we notice in Psalm 95 verses 1 and 2, "Oh come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation." Now notice verse 2, "And let us come before His presence with thanksgiving." Boy, you stop and think about that. Let us sing to God. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence and be thankful that we can be in His presence. In Psalm 100, it's a real short psalm. Let's just read the whole thing. "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endures to all generations." Listen how he starts this psalmist writing this, making a joyful shout to the Lord. We ought to be joyful people. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. Serve God. How? With gladness. Come before His presence in what? With singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. Folks, we understand as Christians that there is one and only one Jehovah in heaven. We are His people. You know, just prior to that, just a quick notation here. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Boy, the world needs to hear that, don't they? So many of the people of the world have gone off into atheism and humanism, which is nothing more than atheism. And we really think that we are a product of ourselves. We look to ourselves as the standard. Folks, there's a lot higher standard than that, and that's Jehovah God. How are we to enter into His gates? Notice verse 4, with thanksgiving. And into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. All through this, we have been seeing words like joyfulness and happiness, gladness, thanksgiving. And it really, when I read these things, these three passages within the Psalms remind me so much of Psalm 122 and verse 1. Remember that, where King David wrote these words? "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." And if you go back to Deuteronomy, we won't take that time right now. Go back to Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 1 and 2. And then go over to Matthew chapter 1, along about verses 1 through 6. And start counting the generations. And it was David. Finally within that family, because of the sin of Judah with Tamar, now that family could enter in. Boy, don't you know that David was excited about that opportunity? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. He couldn't wait to go there. Folks, we ought to have the same mindset about assembling with our brothers and sisters in Christ upon the first day of the week, upon the midweek when we have opportunities like this. We ought to be excited about it. Folks, we are God's chosen. We are His elect. We of all people should be the happiest, the most joyful, and the most thankful people in all the world. Because we are God's people. We are God's chosen people. One of the things that has impressed me so much, and we haven't been here a long time by any stretch, but when you come here and you see people's faces, you know what you see? You see happy people here. You see people who are joyful. People who are glad to be here upon the first day of the week. Opportunities like this in our meetings, well-attended meeting. People were happy to be here. Folks, that's what it ought to be about. We ought to be the happiest, most joyful people in the world. Folks, to that end, let's be the most thankful people in the world. We have been saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We've been bought with that. We are, when you stop and think about it, as Christians, we are the house of God. Remember what Peter said in the 1 Peter chapter 2, pick up along about verse 4 or 5. I always like to tell people, read the whole chapter. I think you'll get it there. But he said there's something to the fact that we as living stones are being built up a spiritual house. We are God's house. David was happy to go into a physical place. We are the living stones. We are the house of God. If there's anyone here this evening who has never put your Lord and Savior on in baptism, and yet you know what you need to do to be saved because you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you're ready to repent of your sins, and you're ready to confess before men the name of Jesus, then you're ready to be baptized, to have your sins washed away. Baptized by the authority of, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to have those sins washed away, then and only then will you truly know what real happiness is and how to genuinely give God thanks for all that He has done for us. If you are that person and you're ready to be baptized, don't put it off for another moment. Don't put it off for another day. Today is the day of salvation. Make it today. Make this the most memorable day of your life. Maybe it is the case that you are a child of God. We get all tied up in our lives, don't we? We come here, we go there, we're dashing around everywhere. We've got deadlines to meet. We have things to do. And sometimes we just forget to give God the thanks for all that we have. Maybe you've let God become something secondary in your life. Maybe you've allowed your job, your school, your activities to go before God. And you're ready to come back to Him. Then we're ready to assist you any way that we can. If you need to respond to the invitation plea, whether it's to be baptized, have your sins washed away, become a child of God, rise up and walk in newness of life, Romans 6, 3 and 4. Or you're a child of God and you're ready to come back, we stand ready to assist you in any way that we possibly can. If you have a need, won't you stand and come as we stand and sing this song?